you anything we've done to Dan joke about, so we've done that.
No.
Very right.
I think there's somewhere in the writing you've got to have done at least 2 days.
Who gave you that?
Who gave me what?
That.
What?
That.
The cassette.
The man.
Mum's got to give it back to the man.
Why?
It's only on loan.
Why?
Because it belongs to the man.
Why am I getting
it? That would make a nice birthday present. It's a walk, huh?
Very antisocial.
You may have to give it back to the
man.
Well,
you should have had it after your birthday.
I'll only suggest four
well,
things.
Well, I have to be...
When the music gets so loud here that
well,
this car
Well, I'm getting back to the man.
Friday.
Why?
Why? Because it's his anyway. He's only just lent it to me to use during this week.
What?
Well,
last
his,
week and this week?
Just this week. Well, Friday to Friday. 1 week.
So they'll be able to record the excitement that might happen tomorrow.
It's been very thrilling so far, hasn't it? Everybody being sick.
A week in the life of.
In the conference. Jolly little incident and quick save that you would have been amused at, dear. We wanted to get some Rice Krispies, okay? A good place to get Rice Krispies at Quicksave.
What's that?
They're cheaper than Tesco's. So
we
found the Rice Krispies place, didn't we? And there was just one sort of half open, half scattered packet sitting there. So we looked around and there was a box full of them right up high. Yeah? So I thought, oh well, go and get an assistant.
Yeah.
So it caused chaos, you know, trying to find an assistant because there wasn't one walking about because there was some at the tills, but there weren't any walking around, and it was very busy. There were lots of people going through the tills. So anyway, this girl eventually, she said it was her
what,
coffee break.
Mommy?
She would come on in passing and sort
mommy?
Of that. So she came down. So
mommy!
I explained about the Rice Krispies.
Mommy!
Oh, I thought there must be some in here. And there's another great big box, but instead of being up high, it was down below. And I
mommy!
Myself
mommy! Mommy!
Oh, must have been just, well, they must have been unpacking Rice Krispies.
Mama,
they were a bit away from the Rice Krispie hole type of thing, but if I'd used my eyes, I would have noticed where they were.
Mommy.
Rest of the day. You don't know what to say now, you've shouted at me.
Yes, Tim, what are you going to say?
Come
something
on, let's hear it.
Something about Rice Krispies, something about going to the shops.
Something about going to the library. Who did you take to the library with you? No.
Didn't Christopher go to the
well, he did, but we didn't sort of take Christopher, he just came.
Somebody else came, didn't they?
Who did you take to the library with you? In your hand, who did you have?
Nico.
What?
Nico,
your Eddie's son.
Nico.
He took Teddy, didn't he?
He took a Teddy, did he?
He chose
we haven't actually heard anything about this library experience, but when I asked him, he didn't say anything.
Don't
we don't quite know what happened.
We'll have to go to Teddy's.
What did you do with them when you got them there?
What did you... What was it called?
You had a biscuit. Mm. We saw the biscuit. A picnic. You had a picnic.
Picnic for Teddy's.
Well, well, a pretend picnic. Mm. It came out with a biscuit covered in desiccated coconut, which he didn't like to eat, so cider ate it at the end. Cider the dog.
Because guess what happened? He gave it to me.
Yes.
Mummy dropped it when she was giving it to me. And then we have to pick it up and put it in the inside and cider ate it.
Cider likes coconut.
However, we still don't know what happened. Did you have some stories with this Teddy?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mum.
Stories about teddies.
I don't like feeding in the dump.
A teddy went in the dump. Do you? And they get him out again.
Because the bad grumpy kicked them home.
Mm-hmm.
He kicked them home. in a van.
What in a van?
Mark, what about story time? It's a bit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they left the teddy in the dog and they went home in the lorry.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they?
Mm, could have been that one. Do you have any more stories about teddies? What else did you have?
What about Teddy with an owl?
A teddy with an owl? And what happened with a teddy and an owl?
He falled.
He fell?
Falled? A teddy.
A teddy fell down. The owl catch him.
You don't usually say fall, do you? And the boy came back.
What was the boy called?
I don't know.
It wasn't Christopher Robin, was it? No. Try my best.
Next time, it won't be Wednesday when we go.
Okay.
No, it will be Friday.
Wrong again. Thursday. I mean, we can't take him on Thursday because we're busy on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we should have to miss a week and go the week after.
Is the week after a Monday?
Mm. I presume so.
Why is it my turn?
Well, she didn't tell us why. She just said it wasn't. I think she's a bit short-staffed because the girl that's usually in there hasn't been in there for weeks, Josie. We've had the girl that's normally in there on a Saturday. During the week. Mm-hmm. But she's ill.
What did she say? What did she say, Mother?
So there's normally a different lady in the library.
For what?
On a Monday. The lady that was in there today, not Rosie, the one that does the story, she's always there. Well, she's there. The other lady, Josie, she's normally in there. But she hasn't been there for a few weeks now, so I think she might be ill. Or on holiday or something. No, she can't be on holiday or what.
She's back now.
Well, she wasn't today. There was a lady there, but that's the lady that normally goes on a Saturday.
But why did she go on a Saturday?
Well, I suppose she does go on a Saturday as well. They probably had to rake her in to hold the fort.
But she didn't go there.
No.
Why?
I don't know whether she did or not.
I've got to tell you. That was it. We were the train. Actually, Mummy. We've got the train. Playboy said about a horse, which goes slowly.
Oh.
They're all about animals and things.
Oh, think about it, you'll enjoy that. It's all about eggs.
It's animals. Yes, but you can't see that until after Rosie and him now.
Should you ever want to watch it?
I'm trying to watch all these things. It's too exciting, isn't it?
Very gripping.
There
won't be any time tomorrow to watch
it. No,
there's four
things.
I've arranged with my mother to take her home after
there's
tea.
There's a new thing on, instead of bump.
She was quite happy to, she said she wanted to really.
There's something.
She said she'd got to do Wednesday night, and I've just realised I'm supposed to do Wednesday night as well.
Mum!
So I'll have to prepare tomorrow morning. Or tonight, I could do.
It's something new.
It's not been bumped for a week or two.
Yeah.
Was it Poddington Peas?
There was something about peas.
Yeah, Poddington Peas. It has things like happy and dopey and
yes.
Grumpy.
Yes, there was one place which was called Creepy.
Oh, right, Creepy.
And with a grump. And a man looked for the bump. Yeah, and jump on.
Sounds very gripping.
Well, that and the Persian. That's how when it'll be a grump. one's on the floor. Why don't we start right at the beginning of the...
Because we're not bothering watching anymore now. That's it.
I'm going to watch that now. And then we'll be reading stories, won't we?
I think so. It'll be bedtime. Yeah. It's quarter past six already.
But you were going to play Tommy.
That's what even by the time they have live do watching.
Yeah. Unless you want to play Tommy.
And you were And you were
It's my turn to wash up, isn't it? Because Mummy made the tea.
Yeah.
Daddy does the washing up. Except he looks as though he'll be washing up something, yeah.
Why is
he not eating his
pie? Like
he's always eaten it before.
Are you gonna finish it? It's just like coach what you call.
Bah. Mum, we're going to
the gym,
weren't we?
Well, we were, but only with Daddy. Okay. We can always do it another day, because you know.
Last week I didn't see Rosie and Jim until nearly the end of the week.
He doesn't mind, do you, Daddy?
No, I don't mind.
Seeing it right at the minute. Oh, we won't be wiped off, dear. Never wipe Rosie and Jim off for a long time.
You should have. You wiped the jelly one off when it was very good.
True. Sorry about that. A slip of the finger.
No, dear Mummy.
Sorry.
Because Daddy hasn't watched that.
I did watch it.
Yes, you did. Watch the jelly one.
Before you have them.
I have. It was all about moulds.
Yes.
And the mould for the windlass.
All of us fixed them. And monsters and you and Mum.
Well, there we are.
And me!
Haven't missed anything.
There are a few that I haven't seen on week, isn't there? Because 1 week, we had one from a long bit ago, but I didn't see the rest through the week.
Oh.
That one. So I missed a few places.
I don't think you do. We miss it really. You see them in the end.
I'll see them one day. You haven't. Same one.
Do other people have so much trouble with the
videos?
And other people have
cars.
As much trouble videoing
yeah,
videos as we
cars
do.
Is
well,
I do
yeah,
trouble
it's not so much trouble, but kind of
Mommy,
excitement about it all.
It is a racing car on K-Bus. A racing lorry.
Do you think it'll wear off, you know, as the newness of the video
but
wears off?
Racing lorry.
Bye-bye!
The racing lorry. Racing lorry.
I watched that, remember? Sat down with my coffee. I thought, well, I got given orders. Come and watch this, Mummy. So I thought I would.
You have one.
I've
watched none of them.
I've not watched any videos or television all day.
What might be more interesting is if Christopher reads you his reading book from the library. It's really good fun. You'll enjoy the story. It was a surprise to us, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's not really about Mummy.
It's not about your mum, the window
thing. No, it's about...
Don't tell him, it's more exciting.
Yeah.
Doesn't know. Go and get it now, because he'll enjoy it.
This is,
well, you can listen to this now, it's only about 10 seconds.
Right.
It's not long, that story.
And then we can play Tommy 8 without any interruptions.
You haven't watched all of the...
Mm-hmm.
You watched the puppet.
I've seen the puppet show one, yes.
Well,
I saw the science club one about bones. That one as well.
I think that might have gone actually this morning.
Right. Mine.
Yes, it has, Mummy.
Because
you called
eggs. Dog. Yeah, eggs
right.
Instead.
Yes, it's eggs instead, Mum. Right, Mum.
Not walk, some mum's
working shop.
That's right.
Some drive buses. But my mum. I don't like this pie. I don't like this pie. I don't like this pie. I don't like this pie.
Let's chop it up. Then you'll feel it's better.
It gets them away.
Not this one.
It gets them away.
Oh, no.
I don't want my thing got black on. What is that?
Stop it. Or you might.
I don't want chocolate. I don't want chocolate.
Tim, if you don't want to finish it, just put it down there and keep quiet. You're laughing.
When you said it.
To be like.
Right.
You are a Tommy for a glass. You've always eaten that pie before, Tim. What's the matter with it today?
Huh?
You're becoming a fuss pot.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can stop being a fuss pot if you don't mind. We don't like fuss pots in this family.
My hand. Your hand. There. Now
listen, listen, listen. You'll probably need to go to the toilet soon. See if you can be as clever as you were yesterday.
Oh,
that's
my tummy. Where's the tummy ache? Where's the tummy ache? Oh, halfway down the bed. Silly me. There's some space over here. There's some space. There's some space over here.
Why are there cars in the wash basket?
It's
horrible,
Mama. But where's the horrible boots?
I expect it's in this pile somewhere. There
where?
It is.
Where? This? These are all nice.
Shuffle the cards.
Shh. Stay. Sorry. Good for the
that. That ice is not a window cleaner.
That one.
That's very good.
And that one.
Nice story, isn't it, Daddy?
And that one.
I think we'll only need three of them because Daddy says he's doing the washing up.
He's only three. Yeah, 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 on the plate. That's yours, that's mine, and that's yours.
Okay.
So we don't need that plate then. No, I'm going to start.
I can put them in the middle. What have you got? Something horrible.
Boot.
Oh dear. It's not a horrible boot, it's a horrible drink.
Ah.
Go on then, Christopher.
Yeah.
It's meant to be you, really.
Oh
no, it isn't. It's meant to be me. Clockwise.
Let's go that way around. Carrots.
Just had carrots today. Mm.
Ugh.
Your turn, Tim.
What is it, Mummy?
Almost like flowers. A horrible fish. Oh, horrible things. Oh, I want some nice peas. What shall I have? Peas or carrots? Peas. There you go, Christopher. If you'd like some carrots, some nice carrots, you may.
Instead of that horrible stuff. But no one will pick that one away. That's a nice thing.
Oh, jacket potato there, Tim.
Mum, you're going to win.
I hope so.
I hope I'm going to win. But I don't think Tim's going to win.
Got that upside down, Tim.
I don't think Tim's going to win. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going.
Oh, piece of pie. That's just what I fancy.
Your turn.
Well, I would if it wasn't full.
Mmm, a nice drink. We like this. We get everything nice and we get everything bad.
Oh, there you go. It's got some nice tomatoes.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I have to keep that.
And then I could do the nice pudding. Oh, well, that'll do. Mashed potatoes. Look at that. Mashed potatoes, pie and peas. What have you got? Ooh, fish fingers.
Do you have fish fingers with carrots?
We can do.
I'm to shuffle these.
Why?
Because look, I made the best.
Oh,
but if we don't, we might get the best things.
Doesn't matter. Come on.
If I get a horrible thing.
Oh, a nice pudding. Oh, chips. What shall I have? Shall I have mashed potatoes or chips? I think I'll stick with the mashed potatoes, really. Oh, nice. Do you want some chips? Fish fingers and chips. Whoa. You only need a nice pudding and you've won. You're doing well. You're a bit of a mess here, aren't you? Oh, that's better. Oh, no, you've already got a nice one.
Beans.
You're gonna have beans instead of tomatoes, yeah?
Because I like these.
You like tomatoes too, don't you?
I need nothing.
Oh, a nice drink. Well, you could do with a nice middle there, couldn't you? And a nice main course.
But now you're gonna not have those now.
What have you got there? Nice pudding?
I don't know.
What
do you
want
instead of that?
Oh, you've got the choice. Oh, orange or...
I think I love better than that.
I'm going to keep that one.
Mm.
There you go, Tim. Do you want that orange? Nice orange drink instead of that horrible one.
Mm-hmm. Mum, are you going to have I don't want these ones.
Right. Let's throw out the horrible one, put the nice one on. And so you only need a nice bit of fish in the middle there.
Then I don't like that.
Oh, look at that. Horrid. I don't want that. Have you won?
Yes.
Oh, look at that, it's got a jelly. Well done. Right, it's just me and you now, Tim. Oh, that's nice pudding.
I really wanted something better than carrots, really.
Good one. You're going to put the pudding down on there, because then I can pick it up. There we are. I've won two.
Safe.
Just you. Yeah. How far you have to go before you get to the main course? Oh, an old boot. You don't want an old boot.
Put it there then.
We're swapping the boot for
the
fish. Boot and beans and jacket potato. Delicious.
Right. You don't like boots.
No. Chops. That'll be just right.
No, it's not really chops. No. Oh, it's really nasty.
It's a nasty pudding. That's okay. You've got a nice pudding, so you don't need a nasty pudding.
I need a nasty pudding.
Just being silly. Oh, look at this. What a mess.
Can we play again?
I think so. Shall we have another game?
Yeah.
Right.
See
if we can all do better. We'll have to wrap them, shuffle them up well, because otherwise all the nice things will be together. Wait.
We really want all the
nasty. No, you're not to throw them in the air. That's a silly way of doing it.
Duh.
Duh.
We don't know the more. We really want all the bad things at the bottom, don't we?
Right, what time is it? 25 to 7. Jolly good. We'll have one more game of this and then you have to choose your stories, okay?
Your turn.
Oh, look at you, Chops. Your turn. No, it's you, because well, you're meant to go the same way as the clock goes, and that means it's you next.
Yeah.
Oh, pie.
Nice.
That's nice. Pie. I bet I get something horrid if you've all had nice things. Oh, no, nice piece.
No, it's my go.
Oh, nice. Ah!
Nice begin.
Nice fish fingers.
Oh.
You're choosing fish fingers, not pie. Oh good, I'll have the pie then.
Oh wow, you got two.
Pie and peas. Well, you've got two.
Now, am I going to have strawberries?
Oh, I should keep strawberries if I were you. Strawberries are delicious.
Mmm, strawberries are delicious. I don't think I'll have that.
You're having that one, Tim. Nice baking apple. Leave those on the floor.
Wait.
No, I'm not waiting. What are you doing?
Oh.
You're having that instead, are you?
Yes.
Alright, well, I'll have the baking apple then.
I think I don't like that, good luck.
Mm. You don't like the biscuits, do you? The wafers.
Where?
Well, we are doing well. We haven't had anything horrid yet. Ah, here we come. Horrid little flowers to eat.
Ah.
Oh, mashed potato.
I have a one. Oh, and I need now.
You just need a nice fork.
And all you need now.
What's that one?
Nice scalp. Get out of the way, that noise.
Get rid of that horrible one.
Oh, that's what I had left.
I don't think I'll have that. Oh, a nice pudding. What shall I have? Oh, I think I'll have the jelly.
Yeah, jelly's nice, that.
Yeah.
Jelly. Because look, see that in there.
Well, it's right quite nice that there's a sultanas in there. Oh, what are you going to do, jacket potato or chips?
You don't usually have that in that, do you?
Don't know really, it varies.
No, I don't think.
You'll leave the chips, will you? Keep the jacket potato. Right, Tim, are you having those chips? You need some chips. Oh well, boiled potatoes, they'll do. Right, let's have a nice drink, please. Oh dear.
They're horrible.
Tadpoles in the drink.
Tadpoles? Are we talking about tadpoles? No. And that's the broken one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'll have it. I know.
You can have it. Look, Tim, and you've won. Oh, that was a silly
thing. I won that horrible.
No, that's silly. That's not the rules of the game. You can't do that. You swap it for nice things.
One.
No. Sausages. Oh, I love that instead of those.
I think I'll have.
Hold on, Tim.
I don't want to make
Right, Tim. Put that
no.
down. That's yours. You don't want that because you already got a nice one, haven't you? Come on, I want a nice drink, please. Oh, beans.
Yeah.
Oh, I love sausage and beans.
Yeah,
there you go, do you want some peas? Just right, you've won.
Again. And yeah,
well, you could have won, but you were daft and didn't take the right card.
No.
Oh, you've won now. You're second.
Now
see
mine.
How long it takes for
mommy. I'm going to get this.
Well, you want that, don't you?
I don't need a biscuit.
Oh, another horrid drink.
No.
Come on, there must be a nice drink in there somewhere. There it is. Nice drink of water.
So Mummy was left.
As ever.
I don't want that again.
There you. There aren't many other nice puddings. We have to have that baking apple then with the sultanas in it.
Ah, a bugle again. That's the one you had. Mum, do you like it?
I like tadpoles, but not in my drink.
Did you have to have it once?
I did.
What do you have to
have? I
if
have
the first
this
one. I picked
one.
Up.
If it's the first one you pick
I,
up, you've got
I
to have
it. I have this one.
Why can't you put it back?
Well, I did in the end. Put it back instead of a milky drink or something.
But why do you have to keep it?
You have to keep the horrible thing if you haven't got a, if you haven't got anything else in the space. That's the rule of the game. Otherwise, there's no game, is there?
Yes.
My plate is empty. What shall I do?
What's your favourite meal then? What's your favourite meal?
Aha, blackcurrant.
My meal, pie.
What's your favourite, Tim? Not necessarily in the game, just anywhere. What's your very favourite food? Nothing. Not listening to me. Pieces will be missing by the time we want to play it next time. Go and fetch them back again.
Timothy Tummy Ache.
Why is it called a tummy ache?
Behind you.
Why is it called tummy ache?
Why do you think it's called tummy ache?
When I never ever get tummy aches.
You do sometimes. You do sometimes. When you were little and we first got the game, you always used to want to collect tummy aches and not the ordinary ones.
Like Timmy's
now. Yeah.
Like Timmy's.
Yeah, except Tim's a bit older than you were at the time. There we are. Beard on. Right, who's got a story?
I've got this. Look.
Story, anybody?
Look.
I'm looking. Well, I'm listening.
Look over there.
I know.
I'm looking at
you. Did he drop you?
Yeah.
Well, you have to put him down a bit more carefully.
Look.
What's your problem? A fly?
I've seen one before.
Well, I wouldn't worry if it's out there. It'll go to the light. Flies always like the light. So it'll be flying around the light. So it's no trouble to you.
Why don't they like
it? It won't come in here. They just do.
Why don't they like that?
No. They always fly towards the light to fly, so there's no trouble.
Why don't they go and fly near the door?
I don't know, but they just don't. Come on, lie down. I think somebody else at the door now. It's chaos tonight.
Which door?
The front door. Do you need to go to the toilet again before you go to sleep?
No.
Jane? Is there someone at the door? Jane?
There's a stranger knocking at the window again, Mrs.
Right, would you like to find out who it is?
Oh, that's kind. Hello.
Who is it this time? Oh, it's Dawn. Come in, Dawn. It's chaos, this. I'm coming down in a moment. I'll just go in with Jane and have a nice time.
Thank you.
Odlin, make her a cup of coffee and things like that, Jane. If she wants one. It's busy tonight, isn't it? You're right.
Where are people?
I don't know, just keep coming to visit me. Right?
How did you know it was Dawn coming at the door?
I didn't know it was Dawn coming at the door. But I thought it was a stranger. I just heard somebody knocking instead of ringing the bell. And I thought, somebody's at the door.
And you thought it was Dawn.
Mm. Right, up the ladders. Mm. Oh, goodness. Right, now don't shout any more, please. Just go to sleep. Right.
Nighty-night. But I don't think it's nice. I like some water on the tummy.
Well, in that case, keep getting down here, and there's the cup.
Right? I have to keep getting down.
Yes. Unless you can lean over without falling out of bed.
Mum, you have to get it closer to the edge. A bit. And then I might be able to get it.
Well, just don't fall out of bed. That's all I ask. Right? Night-night. Oh, dear me.
I went out to the kitchen.
Who's that, a clairvoyant?
A Rick's sister.
Oh,
came
sure.
Out Sunday afternoon. No, Saturday afternoon. Rick was hinting. Was he hinting?
Rick was?
Yes.
Well, he wanted to
Did
do it.
Did she go on?
Oh, Rick was trying to get rid of her. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
And so as soon as she mentioned clairvoyance, that was it. I turned back, I walked out, and I got all my bits, different books out preparing for the crucifixion. And I got the Knowing God Percy, because the words really stand out in that little green book. And I made sure it was where it couldn't be missed if she brought her cup out to the kitchen. And the next time she mentioned it, I brought up church.
Oh dear.
Did she take a cup out? Yeah, she took about how much tea out of it. She tried to get Rick Sunday morning. What do you do Sunday mornings, Rick? I go to church, sat there, you know, I go to church. Oh, they're turning you on. I said, yeah, we're trying, Rick. No, I said, oh yeah, it's, what's this, it's slightly bigger than that. I said, well, it's getting there, thank you very much, yeah. And she said, why don't you come swimming with us, Rick? We go swimming Sunday morning. No, I go to church. I'm going to church.
I'm impressed. This is Rick.
I was really impressed. I was. Yeah.
You'll have to remind him next time he's not to bother coming, that he's supposed to come in case...
In case he's not coming saying, come on, we're going to swim.
Yeah.
Sister might come.
Yeah.
You'll have to come.
So what you brought me then?
It's in the kitchen. I want it till the morning. See what it isn't
today. You what?
I said, I want it till the morning.
Don't leave it till the morning.
No, don't leave it till the morning. Just remember, Doc, it's the thought that counts.
Is this from you or from Kirsty or from Graham?
Oh, no, it's from. No, yeah, that's a good one. It's from Graham.
But really, it's not.
It's from Rick. But yeah, it's from Graham, yeah.
It's from you.
The morning. Is it your birthday tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
You told me next Wednesday, next Tuesday.
Well, next Tuesday's tomorrow.
Next Tuesday's tomorrow.
Oh, it's a bun.
I wonder if it's next Tuesday, I mean, week on Tuesday.
It's a green bun. Oh, the candle! Oh, look. Right, I shall, let me go and get the matches. Touched. It helps if you can find any match.
Yeah.
You what?
I get confused when people say next Tuesday.
Don't eat it though.
As opposed to this Tuesday.
This Tuesday to me.
It's got no sugar in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the icing will help.
I never put granulated sugar in.
Right. Remembering that my microphone is on, I will expect you all to sing.
Oh, could you
to three.
Oh, don't ask.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dr. Morrow. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much, friends. Can I eat it now?
Really
I'll have it with my coffee. There's grollies locking about in my coffee. I don't see why I can't eat my
oh,
bun.
Shut up.
Is that a child? It's because we've sung happy birthday there. Oh. He's got his cup of water. Now he can't put it back
no,
on.
No, you saved her from eating it. This is the
thing. Just go and sort him out, will you? It's nice.
Oh, that's
all right.
Okay.
Very nice. I'm very touched. Thank you very
right.
much.
I thought it was
I feel well loved.
I really did. Yes, I decided on that.
Have to be silly, doesn't it? Really?
Oh, yeah, for you.
Thank you very much.
It's gonna be silly. Is that better, you? Mm-hmm. See, these things on the drink, don't you? Oh, you're not doing that thing.
Sorry. Take that book off a quick. Yes.
I'll enjoy the piano.
Yes. Don't enjoy the.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yes, I'll just go.
At least not just now.
Right to you.
Are you in a car? Where
yeah,
do you put it?
Yes, up there a bit.
So it's rather cluttered with cars, isn't
up
it?
There a bit. Yes, it was a bit. It's been a bit.
Right.
Well, I'll see you on Thursday.
Thursday. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a nice day
tomorrow. Oh, yeah. We might get this piano lesson done soon. What with one thing and another. So far we've not been, it's not been like this, has it, up until today. So that's pretty good going. Just put it down. Right.
Ooh.
Shall we start with the butterfly?
Oh, we shall.
Again.
Again.
I just want to check your fingers. It wasn't watching your first time around.
Now this time, instead of speeding it up, so we're rushing off like a...
Like a bee.
We'll
okay.
go on a bit. We'll go a bit slower, shall we?
We'll go a little travel slower, but rather than it's not so much a travel slower as steadily. If we're going to set off fast, then we carry on fast.
If we're going to start slow, slow.
Correct. But also, there's a word here, and it says
lightly.
Lightly. That means do not thump on the piano, right? Butterfly. Okay.
Flutterby.
Just let me switch this thing off because we don't want to hear our piano lesson, do we?
I
don't think we want. To.
Right.
Mm.
How long is it going to wait for?
Well, when you fancy, really. 20 tapes to fill, so you can keep going for it.
20 tapes got to fill?
Mm.
So if you did it all in 2 days?
Well, you wouldn't.
Then that's
I
fine.
I mean, you probably wouldn't fill all 20 tapes.
Well, when are they coming to take it back?
Friday.
Oh, so it's a week thing?
Mm.
So she's have it for a week?
Mm.
Brilliant.
So far, so good. We've had a church conference and been sick, so maybe that's
oh,
wonderful.
I do hope that didn't go on paper.
What, the being sick?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was with Andy on Sunday morning, so I wasn't actually here with the noises.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there we go.
What a scream.
He's lost his front tooth, have you seen?
What, Beethoven?
No, you dillies.
Yes, I did, actually. Yeah.
Carefully took it off me and washed it for himself, because last time I lost it down the plug hole in it.
Mm. Don't blame him for washing it himself, and the fairies will never come.
I know, well they did. The fairies came anyway.
Did they? Kind of them, isn't
it? Big tooth this one, so they get left an extra 5p.
Did they?
The front one.
That's it then.
Good that, wasn't it?
Bless him.
Oh.
So how's he coping with his start?
With his start
and book.
It's good, isn't it? Fine. Yeah, Jo was just saying on the phone there that she'd seen him in a catalogue.
Really?
Yeah, she said she was coming through the Scholastic Publications catalogue.
Yes.
In her new capacity as head of department in the school. They're starting a pre-prep
ooh.
Thing. You know she works for a choir school, no, you don't
does
know.
She?
About the, she works for a choir, the choir school at Durham Cathedral.
Oh.
And we're starting this pre-prep thing in September, and she's going to be in charge of it.
I mean,
that means nothing at the beginning, because there's only about 10 boys, and she'll be in charge of them all, her and her department. But as it expands, then she'll be able to choose her staff, but she's got to kit it out and everything.
Oh,
it's quite exciting, really.
Has she got the pennies to kit it out? Is that the thing?
Well, they will have in the private school, because if they don't have the pennies, they put up the fees.
Green.
Quite interesting seeing her in a private school, actually, because if anybody wasn't going to be in a private school, it was going to be her. But it was just a question of, you know, that's where it was, where she needed to have a job. So when she came out of college, there was nothing going at all in the Durham area.
Oh, no, I couldn't cope.
Well, you would if you had to, wouldn't you?
Well, I suppose you would if you had to, but...
I wouldn't want to, particularly.
Yeah.
And his brother teaches classics, you know.
Yeah.
At Stowe, I've told you that, haven't I? Have I told you they're having a baby in June?
No.
That's exciting. They're having a baby in June.
Who's their friend?
Little do they know how they revolutionise their life in the next few weeks. They've got this immaculate house. Quite.
What's Andy's brother's name?
There's several brothers. Which one would you like? This particular one is Michael.
Yeah.
Michael Bevington. If you ever read any learned bits and pieces in about Greek statues and stuff,
it's him.
It'll be him that's written about. There's